Look, Marcus, I appreciate the aggressive stance, but we need to look at the optics here. If we take the Everland insurance case to trial, we're exposing the client to significant reputational damage, regardless of the verdict.
I disagree. The deposition yesterday revealed huge inconsistencies in the plaintiff's testimony. Their credibility is crumbling. If we settle now, we are essentially admitting liability. We'd be opening the floodgates for nuisance lawsuits for the next decade.
That's a valid concern, but think about the jury. It's a volatile demographic. Even if the law is on our side, the emotional narrative favors the plaintiff. My advice? We draft a settlement offer with a strict non-disclosure agreement. We mitigate the exposure and close the book on this.
Frankly, I think you're being too cautious. We have a rare opportunity to set a binding precedent here. But, let's run the risk analysis numbers one more time. If the probability of a win is below 70%, I'll consider your approach.